This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News coming up in this hour. Jennifer is here, and let's see, Richie will be around. Roberta will probably be in the main here. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. A lot of people are talking about the water situation here, there, and everywhere. Water in Los Angeles, big main on the campus of UCLA at the corner of Sunset went kabunga, bunga, bunga, lunga. And therefore, $10 million, well, I don't know about dollars, but how much water costs
a
gallon.
It'll be a lot, that's for sure.
It's expensive. That's a problem in Los Angeles. In Detroit, thousands of residents are struggling because their water has been shut off. Remember the story from last week? 20, 30, 40,000 people were behind in their water bills because nobody's working in Detroit. Everybody's unemployed. They don't have money to pay their water bill. So the kind folks at the city of Detroit decided to shut everybody's water off. And about, I think, 13, 14,000 people were able to figure out how to get enough money into the town so they wouldn't shut off their water. But then there are still thousands of people who had the water turned off. And how many of you have seen the pictures of the men standing over the water? There's a little box. Most of you have a little box in the street out in front of your house, take the lid off of it, and they stick a long tool down there, and they shut it off. No, it's not a meter.
Oh, you mean the turnoff valve.
The turnoff valve is down there, and they turn them off. So there are pictures like that galore. And so there are people that will do almost anything to help pay for the water bill. Here's the story of a lady named Leslie Turner, who has asked PETA to help her pay her overdue water bill. The catch is that she has to go vegan for 30 days before they will turn the water on.
Why?
Well, because they want people to be vegans, not eat meat. That's what PETA's all about. People with the ethical treatment of animals doesn't want you to eat meat or to be anything or wear fur, no leather shoes, belts, all that stuff. So,
but how will they know?
Yeah, what if you sneak a burger?
Well, I think that's the catch here, is to wait 30 days. Anyway, Ms. Turner is a social worker, lives in a part of Detroit that is, shall we say, not exactly desirable. So she has expenses, can't pay all of her bills. This is one thing that they can do, PETA and others who will go along with it. PETA says, okay, it's good promotion for them. We'll pay your water bill if you certify you've gone vegan for 30 days. Okay, there's one way of dealing with it. Her overdue water bill is only $147. I think many of us who have water bills would. Mine is 10 times that in L.A. because we had a water main blow up behind the house near the water heater, and it all went down the L.A. River, and so now they want me to pay the bill. I guess what they say is that the water pipe is on private property, even though they installed it. So, what am I going to do, argue with them?
Genius, yeah.
You can argue with them, but they'll still shut the water off on August 5th and don't pay the bill. So, anyway, so there's that. And then there are people, you've heard the story about the Detroit residents and what they're going through this summer. It's amazing that this sort of situation, this is like a city, the inner city looks like it came from one of those bad movies where we have the War of the Worlds or these invaders from Mars or whatever it is blowing up the city. That's what Detroit looks like. So there has been a lot of focus on how to help Detroit. As you know, across the river in Windsor, Ontario, the situation is much better. The city of Windsor, province of Ontario, very healthy economically. So there's a Canadian caravan that's loaded up with water trucks that's bringing water into Detroit today and this week to help the residents who have had their water shut off. Thought that was kind of cool. Now, the other thing, politically speaking, anybody who's running for mayor or any political office in Detroit that supports shutting off the water is going to be instantly defeated. Instantly. So the mayor, if you'll pardon the pun, has washed his hands of the water department because it was the water department that decided to shut off everybody's water. And somehow or other, the mayor must have been either asleep, out to lunch, gone for vacation, because all of a sudden he says, no, we can't allow this to happen. And the water department says, yeah, well, this is what the law is. The mayor says, nope, I'm taking over. So now the mayor is in charge of the water department in the city of Detroit. This has even gotten criticism from the United Nations. Said, how can you shut off water to all these people? So the mayor made the move this week. The suspension of the shutoffs, once the mayor took it over, suspended for 60 days until they figure out what to do for all of this stuff. The water system serves 700,000 people, and the system has $6 billion in debt. Mm. How in the name of God do they let this?
Very carefully.
Oh, my God. How do they do these things, these people? 3,000 people lost their service in April, 4,500 in May, 7,200 in June. And last week the announcement was made they're going to shut off the water to 20,000 people. 800,000 in collections were made. So people have the money, or at least some people do. They have a board of commissioners, but they used to report to the mayor. Somehow or other that changed in August of last year, and the city's chief financial officer took it over, and now the mayor is taking it back again. Sort of a decree, if you will. The water system, there's a federal judge that's overseeing the bankruptcy that got involved in the shutoffs as well. What a mess. Oy. Can you imagine living in a city? Or, I mean, just imagine, never mind. Put Detroit out of your mind. Los Angeles, everything. Just imagine living your life without water.
You can't.
You can't. Right.
Can't you?
Never mind, you can't take a bath or a shower. What do you do if you can't cook? What do you do if you can't drink?
Can't clean yourself?
No. Well, I mean, that's secondary to being able to drink. Your body is 70% water.
Drink.
You got to have water every day. You got to hydrate your body. If there's no water, what do you do? What would you do? Would you drink salt water? Ugh. Drink beer? If there was no water, would you go to the store and drink high C? What would you do?
High C. Does anybody drink high C anymore?
I'm pretty sure
if you're thirsty, you're going to drink whatever you can get your hands on.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's going to stop you from going and getting and drinking whatever you can. But soon the store shelves will run out of water and run out of juices and stuff. Because if you don't have water, how do you make the juices? Even though that stuff comes in mostly from other places. But it's really, think about your life, or lack of life, if you don't have any water. It's the end. No water. There will be, many people speculate, there will be wars fought over water in the future. Water is the most important thing. And the earth has 70% of its surface covered by water. What are we fighting about? Why isn't there plenty of water? Why isn't it free? Why are we paying for water? The only thing that costs any money is the infrastructure to get it from the hills of California down into the L.A. Basin, or to get it to your house. It's one of the biggest scams in the history of government, isn't it? When you think about it, the water is free. It doesn't cost anybody anything for the water. It costs to put the pipes in the ground to get it to you. So why is it that the town...
And monitor your usage. That's probably the biggest cost.
Yeah, right, exactly. I have on my farms, both my farms have wells on them. I don't use public water on my home farm because I get 25 gallons a minute out of the well. It's better water. Doesn't cost me anything. Cost me, I mean, I just had to pay $2,700 to have the well fixed, but nobody's done anything to it for 10 years. So $270 a year for water. I think that's okay. That's a good swap. If I was on the town water supply, it'd be $270 a month. I know because the other farm is on the town water supply, and the bill is about $2,200 a quarter.
Mm.
So that's and it's free. The water we have. This is how politically everything gets screwed up. Politically, the state created a water resources authority, which basically took control of all of the water and distributes it. So this is a scam to the nth degree. They create a bureau that then controls the supply of water, which costs them nothing, and then they have to dig up the roads, put in new pipes, pay for all the infrastructure, and the bills just keep getting higher and higher and higher and higher. So in Framingham, we have in one part of town, there's a water well system that hasn't been used for years, and they've opened it up and they found that it's flush with water. So they want to use it to make sure the citizens of Framingham have plenty of water. The Mass Water Resources Authority has sued the town of Framingham to keep it from using its own water because it will then, if we don't stay with the water authority, it'll increase the cost to other towns for water. Because we found our own water, and we're unfairly taking advantage of the fact that we have our own water. Can you imagine any system that's that stupid, that's that crazy? They're going to sue us. The state's going to sue us because we want to use the water that's in our town and not be on the state system. I don't even know what to say after I come up with that, except screw them all. We ought to be using our own water. Right? I mean, think about it for a second. How does any of that stuff make sense? Yet that's pretty typical of what's going on in our country today. Let's have government take over everything. 18 after on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston, Massachusetts.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association Convention is underway in Denver, and animal health is a top priority. I'm Risa Jill Miller. As Americans have more access to medications and controlled substances, keeping our pets protected from potentially lethal products is more important than ever. This includes making sure that lids are shut tight on prescription bottles and that all medicines and poisons are stored in closed cabinets. If an animal accidentally ingests a medication or controlled substance like marijuana, they should be taken to their vet immediately. Animal health and safety are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jen, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Hang over.
Use only as directed.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5.
One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause parking's cheap. Like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really thank you, my lord. To me, learning is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in and sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
All right. We are playing a song by an artist that only had one hit.
I'm going to call the problem on this one.
How's that?
There was another hit by this artist called Tricky Tricky.
We don't know that. I never heard the song before. So keep your comments to yourself.
All right, fine.
Yeah, all right. All right, you ruined the premise. Bob the Cave is in charge of this. We'll be taking you out back to the woodshed.
Just saying. I think there might be another hit.
Really?
Not as good as this one.
Anyway, do you mind? You now have you destroyed the concept of this? Really?
So this is an almost one-hit wonder.
Well, but if we do this, you're the only one who's laughing at the moment.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but you're spoiling the idea. Well, actually not.
Okay, let me just say that Tricky Tricky only got to number 74 on the chart.
Okay, so thank
not
you.
Really
74.
Right. So you've been marginalized, Jennifer. Back to the those of you in the studio who are interested in what we're trying to do here. We have a contest going every day at this time. We play a song. As a matter of fact, Michael, make sure Jennifer's microphone is off from now on during this contest. We play a song by an artist that has only one significant hit. How's that for an adjective? One significant hit. You tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684, and we'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on it. How's that for a deal? Name this artist. 888 888-302-3684. Michael, crank it up a little bit.
What I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica.
Michael found Tricky Tricky, okay. Go ahead, spoil it, Michael. This is the same guy.
She likes bars, she likes diamonds.
Never
too. She likes stars if they rendezvous. She likes champagne.
Right. So if you need some help on figuring this out, this guy was born in Munich, Germany. He is of Italian descent, so he has an Italian name, obviously. At 13, he formed a hip-hop group with a couple of his pals, became fascinated with Prez Prado and Latin music, and he moved to Miami to make hits, he wanted to make hits, but he made one. Na-na-na-na-na, Jennifer. So who is this guy? Would you like to shake his hand to make your baby fall in love with you? 888-302-3684. Every day at this time, we're working our way through some of these one-hit wonders. Kind of a fun thing. Diana is in Spring Valley, California. Hi, welcome to Good Day, Diana. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Well, thank you very much for asking. So who is it that's the subject of our attention here with Mambo number 5?
Lou Vega.
Lou Vega. I always thought that it was Vega like the car. Remember the old Chevys? The Vegas? But it's Vega, B-E-G-A. Lou Vega is the person who did Mambo number 5. Did you remember the other song, Diana, or were you like the rest of us never heard it?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Come on. Tricky is big hit.
Nobody really cares about that, Jennifer. We care about Diana, who's won our CD. Hold on a second, Diana. And Michael will take care of you with his charm and personality and make sure that you get the prize. A CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders, the prize. That's the story. 28 after is the time on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one theory of animal behavior holds that two animals in one territory have to battle over dominance. And the extension of this theory is that the pet guardian is the leader of the pack, the alpha of the household, just as one wolf in the wild is the alpha of a pack. Many pet training books assert that human must show the pet who's boss and treat the animal as though he is just one of the submissive followers. In a household, however, father and mother and kids and grandparents all tell the pet what to do, and there's no single leader. The pack theory doesn't apply to the home, but sometimes it is mistakenly forced on the poor pet as the only follower. It never works. Eventually, he will become a creature that needs to control over somebody, anybody. The first visitor comes to the house may be mounted, bitten, or jumped on as the pet attempts to challenge anyone who's not dominating him. Here's the bottom line. You bring a dog into your house. Everyone tells the dog what to do. That means everyone's in charge except for the dog. So in the pack, if that's what you believe in, the dog is always at the bottom and has to challenge any newcomers. Everyone needs to get together. It'll work. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 30th of July. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here monitoring social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. And Jennifer Horn is here to add her charm and personality to whatever discussion it is that we are working on as war rages in the Middle East. The shelling of a UN school killed 15 in the Gaza area, the bloodiest day so far, 1.7 million people without power and water. You'd think they were living in Detroit. No power, no water, but it's the Gaza. Isn't that interesting how the war over there and the way it's being played out and the situation here, there's not a correlative because we're not really at war in Detroit, but yet, in a sense, you think that we maybe are at war because of the way the metering out of these services has become so arbitrary. It's something that's bothering me a great deal. The more I think about what's going on in Detroit, it's distressing. And then, in fact, all these services, well, electricity is not free to produce, but water is. So there's no reason in the world. You know, okay, so they dug a lot of holes in the streets, they put a lot of pipes in, but that was then. Maybe they're even trying to do some of it now. But the water, essentially, is free. People should only be paying for the infrastructure to get the water to their home, not for the water itself, because there's no cost to water.
Wow.
Say that again, Kenny?
Wow.
Wow. Was that what that was? Was a while. All right, so there's a lot of finger-pointing. Back to the Middle East for a second. A lot of finger-pointing where Hamas and Israel, as usual, playing like children in a sandbox, blaming one another for the lack of a ceasefire. I'm so damn sick of this. I don't even want to talk about it. But 1,200 people are dead.
Let's go back to the water issue then, shall we?
Okay. Yeah, let's go back to the water issue. And water, well, there were two issues today, Richie. One of them is Detroit, where people's water was being shut off. The other was Los Angeles, where there was a whole water main broke at the entrance to the campus of UCLA.
I heard that. Louis slung poop.
He was the head guy at the DWP.
All right, so let's go back to something else that's distressing for just a moment while we get all of our licks in here. This is, by the way, the second week since the Malaysian airliner was shot down, blown out of the sky by the surface-to-air missile supplied by the Russians. The Dutch investigators tried to get in yesterday. They were shot at. They tried to get in today. They were shot at. So it looks like they're gonna just give up.
More sanctions yesterday from Obama.
Well, how does that work? People keep saying, Obama, 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 Obama. The European Union, which has more to lose when something doesn't work with the Russians, has coordinated with the Americans. The sanctions are aimed at increasing pressure on Putin to end the support for the separatists. Does it work? Will it work? Can it work? I guess time will tell, but under the circumstances,
it'll work
on
Putin and his friends and some of the companies, but it won't hit the people on the ground. It won't hit the general society there.
When you say hit, Richie, what do you mean?
There are higher level targeted sanctions to hit Putin's friends, and then these ones that went in yesterday were targeted at companies.
Mm-hmm.
So the general economy won't be affected so much by it as the kind of the inner circles, and then a little bit of the outer circles now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to ask you if you know who Theodore Van Kirk is, or I guess I would say now was. Anybody know who Theodore Van Kirk is? Kenny probably does. Anybody else?
Ted.
Theodore.
Ted.
Maybe known by Ted to his friends.
Everybody knows Ted. No, who is Theodore Van Kirk?
Theodore Van Kirk was the navigator B-29 that dropped the first bomb on Hiroshima.
Right.
August 6th, 1945. He died.
Yep.
Yesterday, 93 years of age. Last surviving member of that plane, the Enola Gay. How many have learned over the years this story, amazing story. These guys didn't know what they saw, the blast. Yeah. They basically weren't, I mean, when it went up, the fact this guy lived to be 93.
Pretty crazy.
And he basically got the radiation. The plane wasn't far enough away. Remember, those planes only travel about 250 miles an hour, not like a jet at 500-600 miles an hour. So by the time, and they were only at 10,000 feet. So when the plane dropped the bomb, it blew up, and they were just basically able to be far enough away from it so it didn't blow up the plane, but the radiation had to have gotten into the plane, into the cockpit. And yet, this guy lived to be 93. God love him. And the fact that the debate still continues, this is what really kind of grabs me, and I wonder what you all think about it. Without the bomb, the war would have continued who knows how long. It was over in Europe, so it was only a matter of time before all of the forces that were in Europe would have been used in the Asian theater of war. But still, the Japanese were so brutal and so bloodthirsty. We thought the Germans were bad, and they were, when it came to the Jews or the extermination of anybody that didn't go along with what it was they wanted to do. But the Japanese were just so damn brutal, just awful. And you hear the stories about what was going on, the horrors that they committed to other human beings in the name of the emperor. And so I think that's what really got Americans rallied around to the fact that we better stop this as quickly as we can. So
he defended the bombing, even though after
Van Kirk
did, yeah. Even though after the war he tried to get all nuclear weapons banned, yeah, even though he defended the bombing, because he said the war would have just gone on and on.
Yeah.
But in October of 2007, he auctioned off the flight log that he kept on board during the mission to Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Got $358,000 for it.
Wow.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he keep it, or did he put it somewhere?
It doesn't say what he did with the money.
He needed it.
But he says that the reason he auctioned it is because he wanted it to go to a museum and be kept in a museum, so a museum bought it. But the Air and Space Museum at Dulles Airport, it's 10 minutes from my house, and the Enola Gay is there, and we go see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's a neat plane.
Amazing bit of history that needed to be taught to people, for sure. Okay, so we've gone through all of this material here so far. I will tell you over and over again, I was looking at a news survey last night. What's important to Americans in terms of national news? The Americans are not concerned about Israel. The Americans are not concerned in the main about Ukraine. The Americans are not concerned about anything other than two items that have been constantly before us for months. The Veterans Affairs situation and the illegal aliens. The veterans, and both of them, the reason I put them together, and I have frequently, is because we have been told by the news media that this is something that's a problem, that we're led to believe it just started. And even though the numbers are bigger now, because in my own cynical mind I see what's going on here, the administration and our country, but more the administration for whatever reasons you can come up with, has made it clear that we're going to pass legislation that makes it easier for you to come in. We'll protect the people who are here. So this, you don't think the word gets around to people in these Central American countries, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, where the situation is horrible, and they come up and they stand on the border and they pay. A guy told me the other day, one of the fellows that works for me who's legal, but he has illegal friends and family and that sort of thing, and they used to pay $800, $800 to get into the country. $8,000 is what it costs now. And they have to, and they, all drug cartels are running this. Every
good, nobody can afford that.
$8,000. Well, they're trying to figure out how to get it done. But that's why they're coming across the border now, and they put, even the cartels won't kill the kids. So they let them go. And the kids are just flooding across the border. And so that's the reason that the problem is as bad as it is. But this is what's on people's minds. And they see that the Congress is just doing nothing about it. And they're not really sure that Congress is going to do anything about the VA thing, because the numbers are so crazy that there just isn't a movement there. So, but those are the two things, when you get right down to it, Richie, that are, and there's a new, by the way, Internal Veterans Affairs audit, which is out today, shows about half the schedulers at multiple VA hospitals said they received instructions from their superiors to falsify data and hide the truth. The true time that it took patients to be seen by a doctor after making an appointment. Schedulers said that supervisors directed them to manipulate information so the centers could meet performance goals and they could get their bonuses. Those bastards.
Sure.
And meanwhile, people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
The documents show that Shinseki didn't know anything about this. And even though he's the guy, he's the only one who's left. All the other people who who's been fired? Right? Who has been fired? Other than
I don't know whether anybody's been fired from the Phoenix office where it all started, but
right.
it's all a load because everybody in government knew about this, mm-hmm. and now they're all sitting there like
a big bunch of
phonies.
Just
when we find out, then all of a sudden they're out.
Right, I'm outraged. So I'm going to do. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
We're going to spend millions of dollars to fix something we all knew had been going on for a long time. Television news, Connor. What'd you say, Kenny? Sorry.
It's like in you remember in Casablanca when the French guy said, "I was shocked to find out that there was gambling going on here."
Yeah, Claude Rains played that role.
Yeah,
right.
Shocked to find out. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. That's a great analogy. 15 before the hour, Jennifer checks the television report, or she has. She's not going to check it. She's going
I
to
I got it.
She's got it, and you'll get it in a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Mass.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-800-USA-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. We offer a 30-day risk-free trial on all Math Made Easy programs. Why not use this summer to fill the gaps and get your student ready for the new school year? Turn frustration into achievement. Call 1-800-USA-MATH. 1-800-872-6284.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Each year in America, there are more new cases of skin cancer than cancers of the breast, prostate, lung, and colon combined. Despite this, the last time a new sunscreen ingredient was allowed to come to market in the U.S. was last century. It's not because there aren't new ingredients, though. Canadians and Europeans have used many new sunscreen ingredients in recent years. The problem is that those ingredients haven't been approved for use here by the government. Why? Time magazine reports that those ingredients are generally considered safe. One reason is that sunscreens are regulated differently here. The Food and Drug Administration's approval process can take seemingly forever. Let's be fair, I have great respect for the FDA, but I also know that one of the big reasons more sunscreens aren't sold here is America's lawsuit problem. Even if you were willing to sign a waiver so you could buy sunscreens now used safely in Canada and Europe, American courts can't be counted on to honor your wishes. And that's just wrong. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
There was 57 channels and laboring in the fields of radio, Jennifer Horn is here to work her way through the latest news from the world of television. Kirstie Alley was all excited about her new show. Now, yes?
It's gone.
Gonzo!
Yeah, I tried to like it. I wanted to like the show. Yeah, it's called Kirstie, and it was on TV Land, and I really wanted to like the show. It had Rhea Perlman on it. It had Michael Richards from Seinfeld. It was a great cast, but it just wasn't quite working out. TV Land canceled it after only one season.
Michael Richards, the racist.
No, Kramer.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a racist?
Do you remember he got in trouble three or four years ago when he had those black guys that were heckling him and he just went into this racist tirade?
I remember that, yes. Yeah, that's him, the racist.
Yeah.
Speaking of heckling and controversy, this Kiefer Sutherland Freddie Prinze Jr. war has just been
so
exploding all over online. Freddie Prinze Jr. made some comments at Comic-Con, and really they were so not nice about Kiefer.
Well,
they said
he was very smart.
And professional, and that he almost wanted him to quit, that he wanted to quit acting after working with Kiefer. Right. And then he even hit him in the below the belt, saying that he had to work without his shoes on because Kiefer was so short he didn't want to work with someone taller. Well, a new person has weighed in on this. Louis Lombardi, he played Edgar, one of my favorite characters in the 24 franchise.
People were really upset when he got killed.
Everybody loves him. People were sad to watch him die. But he said, quote, "Why'd that kid say that? That's crazy. It's almost like like, let it go. If that's the biggest problem, that you have to take off your shoes. I mean, and then he goes on to say, I hope this doesn't turn into the Biggie and Tupac thing. He said, I don't want to get gunned down in Santa Monica.
But he said that he found the keeper very...
Yeah, he said he was very professional and fun to work with.
Tried to work with everybody. And by the way, Mary Lynn told me the same thing. It wasn't like they were best buddies, but he was very, very...
I mean, everybody knows he's a partier, but yeah, I mean, come on. He seems like a humble guy.
He was in charge.
And you don't get to be an iconic character like that if you're a total jerk. I'm sorry. Big news if you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, Maxim Chermakowski, he was the winner this last year. He's gone. He's retiring. He says he's hanging up his dancing shoes.
Really? Why should we care about that?
Because he's hot.
Really, is he?
H-O-T. And he could be dating Jennifer Lopez.
Really? Vince Scully signed on to do more Dodgers broadcasts for 66th year.
66. Gotta love him.
That. Oh, my God. 51 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Senor, a cue as we rattle our way into the life of Warren Eckstein, who is the pet person here on Good Day, and for lots of people who listen to the radio over the weekend, he's a hero, takes care of, and by the way, Warren is happy to tell you that he will pause anytime for pause. Pause for a pause. Understand? Get it? Warren Eckstein, the pet person on the pet show, is here with us to overview some of the things he's been blogging about. I want to talk just a bit with Warren in a moment about Charlotte's inner compass and what's going on with her, and is it typical of a blind dog to do what she's doing? Many people, I've heard from more people since this all took place, that they have blind dogs. Matter of fact, Warren, even our vet, Bill Carlson, you introduced me to him. When I was talking to him last week, he has two blind dogs, and one of them's fairly old, the other one's not so old. My son lives with somebody who has a blind dog, and the dog gets along just fine. I'll tell you a story about what Charlotte did in a moment as she comes out of sort of her shell.
essence of pet care. Warren is the specialist, and he's here with us on Good Day in a Moment.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Yeah, okay. Notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store at staples.com for details.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now, through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com.
Warren blogged hello, take two on that, Richie, will you please?
Sure, why not? Go
ahead. I'm looking at three different pieces of information at the same time. So which way is my tongue may be forked, but I can't make it work in three different ways. You blogged about this pit bull that was hailed as a hero for alerting a deaf youngster to a fire in their home. Pit bulls get, there's a blog that I see that somebody sends me every day in the local newspaper, every day dumping on pit bulls. And we all maintain, I think, the same thing, at least here, that no matter what the breed, they're going to be as they are grown. You still maintain that?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I was talking earlier with you. I was doing an adoption event at Ventura County Animal Shelter in California last Saturday and Sunday, and the place was full. 80% of the dogs there were, in fact, the pit bull or pit bull mixes, and the other 20% kind of mixed, but mostly chihuahuas. It was kind of interesting that those two breeds are the most common breeds seen in shelters across the country. And that's because you're absolutely right. People that don't understand the dog and don't understand the breed put this this bad reputation over them, and they wind up at shelters, and nothing could be further from the truth. I have literally trained hundreds of pit bull dogs to be therapy dogs and assist people, and they're fabulous.
It's too bad they couldn't change the name. Even that name sounds kind of horrific, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does. Maybe they should change it to Couch Pit or Couch Bowl.
Yeah, Couch Bowl.
But that's what they do. They love to sit and hang out on the couch. Bad reputation. And you know what? People that really knock pit bulls, what they're doing is they're taking a couple of stories from the news and they're generalizing it and making sure every pit bull is bad, just like every big person is a killer. You know, they just stupid stuff, very stupid stuff.
There's a German and Czechoslovakian research paper that I found when figuring out what was going on with Charlotte, now that she can't see, how she has intuitively distinguished direction, north, south, east, west. And this paper basically shows or has us understand better how it is that they, in a very surprising way, can figure, it's almost like Google Earth, Warren. They have their own magnetic ability to figure out which direction. She can find her way back to the house from any place in the yard.
Yeah,
she
but
can.
Their bodies and their minds are not all full of the nonsense that our minds are full of. So they have so much more natural ability and natural instinct to compensate for changes in their lifestyle.
Wow, isn't that an interesting thought? There's not as much in their brain.
Exactly.
So they can focus on things that are...
They're not Googling all day long. That's
yeah, difference. Right. Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Thank you. Warren X. And check out his petshow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.